Devarim Sechtemakis, Daf Gimel and Beis teaches us, Tana Hamalas Chaver Istam, Ein Rishoy L'Toyva Pachs M'Lamajoyim. If somebody lent money to someone else without specifying a time for payment, you can't ask for payment before 30 days. The Rashba right away says that this halacha depends on the Minhag HaMedina. And if the Minhag HaMedina is that money without any specification is lent for less than 30 days or for more than 30 days, then of course we're going to follow the Minhag HaMedina. It's interesting to look at the words of the Torah. The Torah in Choshe Mishpat Siman Ayin Gimel says, Hamalvel chaveiro istam, v'loi kov lo izman, yesh lo izman shloish miyoyim, she'ene yichoy l'tfoye koidim. And the Bach explains that why does the Torah go into such a lengthy description of what is the halacha regarding stam halvah shloish miyoyim. He should have just said, stam v'loi kov lo izman. Why does he say this long arichas? So he explains that maybe I would think that only in a situation where it was understood that there's going to be a time frame by which this loan will be obligated. That's when I would say that the halacha is that if it wasn't spoken out, that it's stam havo. But in a situation where nothing about time was discussed at all, there I may think that the halacha is that the malva could ask for his money back even immediately. That's why the Torah has to teach us that no matter how the loan transaction was described, you can't ask for the money back before 30 days. The Rishonim have an interesting machlokes. As we just learned, Al Gemara says, Stam Havo is Shloshim Yoyim. What is going to be the halacha regarding Sheila, if I borrowed something? So Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that just like we say Stam Havo is Lama Yoyim, so too do we say that Stam Sheila is Shloshim Yoyim. And it brings a very nice raya. The halacha is that a tala shula, if I borrow a beged, for 30 days I'm parted from tzitzis. Because the Torah says ksusa. So we see that before 30 days, it's in the category of shula. After 30 days, it's no longer in the category of shula. And at that point, it's mechuyev in tzitzis. However, there are rayas that by sheila we don't say that stam sheila shloshim yoyim. Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amud Aleph says that Chazal were concerned that if somebody borrows something from someone else, there's a difference if the wording is hashileni or halveni. Because, and Rashi explains, halveni means for a longer amount of time. And since it means for a longer amount of time, we need to be concerned that maybe, since it means for a longer amount of time, you're going to come to write down that transaction on Shabbos. Whereas hashileni means for short amount of time, and therefore we don't have to worry that it's going to come to right. So we see that hashileni is for a very short amount of time. Another raya is from that Gemara, that the Gemara differentiates when you borrow something, is there a question of ribis, because when you pay back, it may not be the same worth as it was when you borrowed it. So if, so the Gemara differentiates again between Halveni and Hashileni. By Halveni, the Gemara says, we indeed have such a concern. By Hashileni, we don't have such a concern. Why? Because Hashileni, I'm going to have to give it back right away anyway. But Halveni, I have a longer amount of time. So I saw that the Mepharshim want to suggest, or Shmuel Rozovsky wants to suggest, that this question really depends on a much more fundamental question. Here we're learning, Stam Havo Shloishim Yoim. So he wants to know why indeed is there such a halacha, Stam Havo Shloishim Yoim. Do we say it's an umdana? It's something that we could assume, that when somebody lends something, borrow something, lend something, he doesn't expect the back money, he doesn't expect it back before 30 days. Or, as it seems from the Gemara, that just like the Torah said, that Shemitah cancels all loans, so too is there a din that loans, you can't ask for the money back before 30 days. And that's why the Gemara says that this halacha of Stam Havo Shloim Shiyoim even applies by Milva Peh. So, says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, if we're going to say that it's an umdana, so that umdana maybe is only by money. Because if I borrow money, obviously I need the money, I need for whatever purpose. If I'm going to have to return the money immediately, what have we accomplished? But if we're going to say it's a gzeiros hakasef, that just like there's a din of shmitas ksofim, there's a din that when you borrow something, you don't need to return it before in 30 days, then there's no reason to differentiate between Halva and Shaila. The Rambam and the Torah also say that this din of Stam Halva Shloshim Yoim is even by Malva on a Mashkin. The Mordechai, however, takes a different approach, and the Mordechai says that if you were Malva on a Mashkin, you have up to a year to pay back. Another interesting discussion that the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss, that even though we're paskening in our Gemara, and we're going to read in Mitzvah Shem the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that Stam Havo is Shloishim Yoim, what that means is you can't ask for the money back before 30 days. But that doesn't mean that, let's say I borrowed money from you, and we didn't discuss a specific time frame by which I'll pay back, and then I ask for the money back before, and then I say that I paid back, even though it's before 30 days from when the loan took place, the halacha is that I may be believed, because people sometimes do pay back loans even before the due date. And the Dvar Avram says, very gishmak, he says, we just finished explaining the why can loans not be collected before 30 days? Because it's a gzeiros hakasef, just like there's a din of shmitas ksofen. Says the Dvar Avram, that's a din on the malva, that the malva is not allowed to ask for his money back before 30 days. But that has nothing to do with the loiva. The loiva could certainly pay back before 30 days. In discussing the shiloh, what if there's a difference in halacha between a halva and a shaila? So many poskim want to suggest that the nafkamina between a halva and a shaila is by halva, you lend me money. And if somebody borrows money, it's obvious that he needs to do something with the money. So you have to give him at least 30 days to do something with the money. However, by shaila, when I borrow an item from you, I'm going to give you back the exact same item I borrowed from you. And therefore, there's no din of Shloishim Yoim. And in fact, that's the opinion of Rashi and the Mishnah Brura in Simen Shin Zayin of Katan Mem Beis, Paskim like Rashi. There's a very interesting question. What happens if somebody borrowed money, but he used the Lashon Shiloh instead of Halvah? So here, we're passing like Rashi, that only by Halvah do we say Stam Halvah Shlosh Miyoyim, not by Shiloh. What would be if I use the word of Shiloh, but it's for money? That's an interesting question that the Paiskim discuss. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Chayshim Mishpat, Siman Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph, Paskins the Shulchan Aruch. Hamavas Chaveri Stam, if somebody lent money, V'loi Kavol Eiz Man without specifying a time, Ba'ak M'makam She'en Lem Minig, when there is no specific Minig HaMakam, Yesh Leiz Man Shloshim Yoyim, She'en Yochol Toi V'Koydom. Before 30 days, you can't ask for the money. Be'en M'Milvashtar, whether it's a milva shtar, bein milva peh, bein b'mashkin, bein shleva mashkin, whether it's a milva with a mashkin, without a mashkin. Vim histnei mo, but when the loan took place, there was a stipulation, shiitva kol zman sheyirtza, that the malva can ask back for his money at any time he so wants. Yesh lo l'tov afilu b'yomei. He can ask for the money even that day. Avil Shayla, Paskins of Shulchan Aruch, like Rashi, Stam's man al alta, by Shayla the money should be returned immediately. The Yochel Tavi Miyat, and similarly, there's no din of Shloshim Yoyim, and the law is you could ask for what you borrowed an item immediately. Says Rama, Miu, Emahalva Moicha, Shloilita in Shtar Lemalva. If the Loiva doesn't want a Shtar written, so what happened is that the loiva borrowed money from the malva. And the malva says, yes, I learned Masechta Makas Daf Gimel, I learned Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Gimel, and I know Stam Havah Shloshim Yoyim. So since Stam Havah Shloshim Yoyim, even though when I originally lent you the money, I didn't write a shtar, but now I see it's going to take longer, 30 days. So that's why he says, 30 days is already a decent amount of time. I want this loan recorded in a shtar. And the loiva says, I don't want this to be a shtar. Then the halacha says, the Rama is, tzorach lahachs loy ma'isu miyad. He has to return the money immediately. Ki mistam loy helva loy, she'el shechta loy shtar. The malva, by insisting that he wants a shtar written, that was obviously what he wanted all along. And if the loiva refuses to record this in the shtar, yach slay ma'isav. It's interesting to point out, as we said at the beginning of our shir, and as we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, that even though our Gemara says stam havah shloish miyoyim, we always follow the minig hamedina. So the Shach has it in the Shach here in Sifkat and Aleph has an interesting question. Let's say there is no firm minig amongst Klal Yisrael, but there's a minig amongst the non-Jews. Is the minig of the non-Jews koveya determine what should be the minig in this Shiloh for the Israel? His opinion is that minig cannot be koveya for us. It seems that many other parts can hold that we follow the minig of Medina, whatever the minig of Medina is, even if it's just a minig of Medina we establish through non-Jewish business practice.